show. Podcast Radio, she's a nerd, he's a nerd, talking about what we know. New Podcast Radio, we're all nerds, buckle up, cause here we go. New Podcast Radio, welcome everybody to the Nerd Podcast Radio. Welcome everybody to the Nerd Podcast Radio.
Nerd Podcast Radio, your nerd home away from home.
Welcome to Nerd Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Super Big Brian, and I'm joined by Kersey Smurfarka. And David the About the Third.
Something outrage.
Oh, I have to mute and fix my pop filter. It fell down. I hope I didn't pop.
Peter Popper.
That's better.
I don't know.
Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers?
Sure.
I always have to be careful because it's like you say that too fast and you either curse or say a racial slur.
A woodchuck, what a woodchuck could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
A tutor who tutors the flute tried to tutor two tutors to toot, said the toot of the tutor, is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?
You win.
I was in speech therapy when I was a kid. Somebody really should, I will never do this because I don't do supercuts of our show. It's way too long to do the editing, but somebody should like do a supercut of every single time my lisp has really come out on the show.
It's not as often as you'd think.
It would probably, well, I mean, we've been doing it so long that it would be just horrific to put that together. It would be great.
It's not as often as you'd think.
It's not as often as you'd think.
It's not.
So I already forgot what I was going to say. I told you guys before we started recording that I was going to make this joke, and I totally forgot what it was. Does anybody remember other than Erica?
But first?
No, the joke.
I don't know. Topic, I don't remember.
The topic was Erica. Erica knows stuff. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing. We're doing Erica has opinions.
Yeah, we know. See, me forgetting the joke set up the joke a lot better than if I would have remembered it in the first place. But first.
But first, we're going to play everybody's favorite game, What's Nerdy With You, where we all talk about stuff we've done in the last 2 weeks that was nerdy and use the patented Mike Myler widget system to vote.
So I'm not going first because I've been going first. So we're going to do Erica because the topic, she's the guest today.
Oh, I guess that's true. Nerdy things I've done.
I'm watching David on camera and he's like, wow, I have time to think about what my nerdy thing is.
Yep.
I watched all of Fallout, the TV series that came out.
Ooh, how was that?
Really good. That was great, actually. Being a huge fan of the games, I was very pleasantly surprised that they really put the effort into making it feel like you're in the game. They really captured the spirit of it.
I've heard good things.
I heard it was very good.
Yeah, it's just cartoony enough, just funny enough, and just gruesome enough. That it really balances like you're playing the game, so which is really nice.
I have a question about it. That if this is a major spoiler, don't say. But I'm wondering what number of vault is the main character from?
33. It's okay. Not a major spoiler.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I did that. Go ahead.
I don't have all the vaults memorized. I was just curious.
There's 122.
I just don't have what all the different. Mate, that might be a spoiler because of the people who haven't played the game. Never mind.
That is a spoiler. If you're thinking it, I think you're thinking it is a spoiler. And no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, King Kong dies in the end.
True.
Thanks, David.
And the TARDIS is in the wasteland.
So I did that. I did that with my husband and Lee, and because we're all big fans and we watched it all together, which was great. I planted my garden. I moved and dumped 40 cubic feet of dirt into my garden and then planted.
Nice.
40 cubic feet is a lot of fucking dirt. I just want you guys to know that.
Yeah.
That's
a couple of Texas yards.
Oh, wow. I could include this in my nerdy thing. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all. I haven't really done much. I've been being real low key about shit. So, David, what's nerdy with you?
I am in the middle of full swing at the Southern California Renaissance Pleasure Fair, and last weekend was the second weekend, and we've had some weather here in Southern California, and it was quite wet and rainy over the course of that weekend. And as a rain or shine show, we were out in it. So it was quite an experience. Quite an
Well,
experience.
there's more to the story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would know. It's my story.
What you didn't tell us before recording was, other than like, what's fair like in the rain? Like, is it any different?
It depends. If it's a surprise rain, the place empties pretty quick. Some people stick around and come back if the rain goes away, but a lot of people are just like, nope, we're done and take off. So the fair itself actually empties pretty quick if it's a surprise rain. On a day where rain is forecast and people know it's coming, those that do show up usually are equipped for it and have umbrellas, and it's ready to get a little wet. So provided it's not too, I mean, attendance is usually a little bit lower, but the hardcore diehard fans are the ones that come out in the rain.
It's probably a great day to go. I mean, other than like puddles and mud and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so there was a little depression in the ground outside the front gate, and it slowly filled with water as the day rained on, and we started calling it Elizabeth Pond.
Oh, that's
That
funny.
is
That's
funny.
funny.
Yeah. And then they were, every time a kid would run up and jump in it, the crowd of all the actors in the awnings and the small little St. Ives Village around us would all cheer. That
Oh,
was
that's
great.
great.
It was so much fun. And then we're standing out there. Luckily, the hat I have works pretty well as an umbrella as far as keeping it off my face, but I got soaked
Yeah.
to the
Well, I
bone.
imagine the material those costumes are made out of, they get really soaked.
Oh yeah, and luckily the fabric it's made of, my vest at least, even when it's wet, it stays warm, so it's not too bad, but
If you're gonna keep wear something to keep you dry in the rain and still be period accurate, do you wear like treated canvas?
I would just buy a cloak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have a cloak and need to get one at some point. I have to go cloak shopping. The problem with buying a cloak is, unless you're getting a pre-manufactured one, the really good ones are all custom made, which can be pricey. So,
Well, gosh, what are the chances it's going to rain again in the season?
well, the next couple weeks are clear. I don't know. It's different every year. I mean, we've gone entire years with no rain at all. We've gone 1 year where it rained the last 4 weekends. So.
I have only been to that fair once where it wasn't blazing hot.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be a little warmer. It was very nice the first weekend. It was okay until it started to get cold during the rain last weekend. And this weekend it's gonna be a little bit on the warmer side. We'll see how it goes. They're only saying it's gonna get up to about 85, but
Well, then
we'll
again,
see.
now that I realize it, I don't think I've ever been in April before because my birthday is in the middle of May, so that's usually like right
Yeah.
around the time I go. I've gone on May Day quite a few times.
That's usually when it's starting to heat up.
Yeah.
So that's mainly the stuff I've been doing. The other thing I'm doing is this coming week, several members of my guild are coming out to party and hang out for a couple of days, kind of off grid and play around someone's birthday. So we're gonna have some fun. I took a couple of days off work. It should be fun.
Cool.
The extent of my nerdy stuff. How about you, Brian? What's nerdy with you?
We're having a game night next weekend, so I picked up a couple of new games and I did something kind of interesting with one of them. So we got Stuff You Should Know, which is like a practical knowledge trivia game. We
Gotcha.
got Say It, Tell Me Without Telling Me, which is like
Okay.
charade variations.
Makes sense.
And instead of buying telestrations, I just printed out a whole I saved a whole bunch of prompts on my phone, and we'll just you don't need the game.
That's funny. Okay.
The original game is called something like Pigeon Cat Poop or something like that, and it's basically
Yeah,
telephone with pictures.
fair enough.
And and then we prepare all these games and then we end up just playing Epic Battle Wizards because that's what's happened the last two times we've had a game night.
Oh, Battle Wizards, always fun.
That was actually an afterthought of things to share. The main thing I was actually wanted to share was that I tried Marmite for the first time.
What'd you think?
And I refused to tell anybody what I thought on Discord because I wanted to share it in my nerdy thing. I have to say, I want to add a little bonus thing here is that Erica posted on Discord. And when I posted, I tried Marmite for the first time and I just responded with crackers.
You completely just stonewalled her. It was great. I laughed.
You figured out what I was doing, huh? When I just said crackers, you knew I was going to bring it up on this show. I had a feeling.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say I liked it. I didn't like the aftertaste. The aftertaste gets a little bitter and kind of nasty, but I can imagine it being good in context and things.
Well, it's the fermented yeast from breweries and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but Marmite's gluten-free, which is kind of nice. And then
interesting.
Vegemite's the one that's
not. Ah, okay. Yeah, Vegemite's the one that's the malted barley.
I thought it just tasted like bouillon, but with a bitter aftertaste, but it wasn't quite as strong. It was all right. And then I had, this ended up being the week of weird food, because my boss went on vacation to Thailand and brought back a bag of candy, which she put on the free table at my work and nobody wanted. So I took a whole bunch of it because it was Dorian candy.
Ah.
And I actually like Dorian fruit.
You're one of the weirdos that actually enjoys it.
Okay. I like strange food.
Yeah, you're fucking weird.
I mean, I even like body odor cheese because that's exactly what Limburger is. Same bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I do have to say Dorian can have, I wouldn't call it an aftertaste. There's this like acrid thing in your mouth. It's like in the back of your mouth after you eat it. Like, it's sort of like having onion breath in your mouth.
Lovely.
That's the best way I can describe it.
Lovely.
I don't really like that, but I do like the taste of the fruit. The smell is fine. I wouldn't even call it a bad smell. I wouldn't call it a good smell, but the smell is fine. I think the smell for me is like the first time I smelled it, I kind of went, ooh. But then it was like, oh, that's not bad. That's just nothing like anything I've ever smelled before. And it's kind of strong. Mm-hmm. As far as weird food journeys go, the reason why I got the Marmite is because it was on my mind. I was watching a Gamers Outreach stream that they did in Michigan. It was a bunch of people doing stream to raise money for this charity called Gamers Outreach, where they set up video game carts in hospitals.
I've heard of something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They did a Hot Ones challenge. And one of the things was...
fun.
Was Marmite. They like made them, instead of using a mild hot sauce for the first one, they put Marmite on wings. Because there were a bunch of British people there and they wanted to torture the Americans, basically.
That's funny. Huh.
But most of the British people didn't like it either because you don't put Marmite on wings. The Australian streamer loved it.
Well, yeah, they're you know. Look, when you live your life upside down.
In the same store we found the Marmite, we also found the Hot Ones Pepper X sauce.
Have fun with that.
Unfortunately, I can't share that I tried it because I will not spend $25 for a single bottle of hot sauce.
Note to self, buy Brian Hot Ones hot sauce. Make him eat it while I watch. Okay.
I will, if you get me the Hot Ones Pepper X hot sauce, I think it's called the Last Dab. It's made with Pepper one. X. I will try it on video.
Oh, I'll buy you a bottle of the Last Dab. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Well, I think there's more than one Last Dab, and this is the one that has the Pepper X in it.
There are several of them, yes. Don't worry. We'll get there.
Oh, okay. I will try it on video. I will awesome. Not do to myself like I did with the habaneros at the 100th episode. I won't do that.
You're not going to make yourself sick?
I will try the sauce. I won't chug the sauce. but
you fool.
I'll give a prediction of how I think I'll handle it. I've had capsaicin extract before, so I imagine it'll make me feel like I'm high.
Yeah, you'll turn red. You'll start being a little delirious.
Yeah,
you'll start acting goofy.
But when I had the capsaicin extract, I remembered getting very lightheaded, and it made my ears ring.
Weird.
I think it has to do with overwhelming the senses and
That's part of it. The other part of it is that at that level, it might have even been like poisoning your body.
I can't wait to try it again.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Everything. Everything is wrong with him.
I like hot sauce.
I don't get it. I never
funny
will.
Is ever since we did that pepper eating challenge, I have been a lot more conservative with it. Like, I don't eat crazy hot all the time, except I do eat crazy hot sometimes. I just don't do as much as I used to.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. Oh, yeah, here's a habanero. The fuck, dude?
I probably won't ever eat a whole pepper ever again, but habaneros are mild to me, is the thing. I'd never gotten stomach distress from hot stuff before. That was the first time, and boy, did it hurt me.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for voting.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
So we got Erica was first.
Yes.
So you have four. Who do you vote for? Explain yourself.
I'm going to give three to David and one to you.
Aw, thank you.
Aw.
He continued to stand out in the rain and do his service to humanity by being a fair actor. And I applaud that.
Well,
even
thank
if he
you.
Didn't tell us the rest of the story.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes we pass, sometimes our hosts pass from different parallel universes, and obviously we got a different David before we started recording. David.
Yes.
Who do you vote for?
Oh, right. Voting. I get four, so I'm going to give Erica two and Brian two.
All right.
Because I'm going to be diplomatic.
It's overrated.
And I am going to give myself two, and I'm going to give David two.
Aw.
It means I got two. Yeah.
That means we tied. I didn't mean for that. Erica, you want to choose who wins by using your negative widget?
No, she doesn't.
David wins.
Okay.
Yay.
I have to say the widgets get fucking confused when there's a tie. They all just start splitting in half, and they don't understand that if they keep on splitting in half, it's just going to overrun the world with widgets, and it's not going to satisfy the tie.
That's why negative widgets were invented. Also,
we've unzipped Pandora's fly.
We've unzipped Pandora's fly. Is that
future,
a Black
future,
Adder?
No, it's a Futurama joke.
There's a Black Adder joke about the pants being Pandora's box. Oh. Well, congratulations,
about, yeah.
David.
Yay! No, just go back. No, I won. You guys are good. Just go back. Yeah,
now,
okay. All right.
Now, our widget supply has been having some problems, so we had to import some widgets.
Yeah, these ones are good.
You're going to be getting widgets from Germany.
Oh, God.
How many years have we been using widgets and that joke hasn't been done? I'm shocked.
Too many. Too many. All right. I could have sworn I heard polka music last night.
Now, our topic today can be summed up in that Erica has opinions. And we are going to do this by David and I are going to take turns asking Erica questions. And she is going to be sharing her opinions. Now, these are going to be nerdy questions that try to avoid political topics. I mean, we know this. We share our mission on occasion. But we're going to be having fun and going into the realm of Erica's opinions. And I'm going to go first because I have one, and this is great. So, Erica, you have made your opinion clear that Brian Luck is real. You have made it very clear. It has come up many times on the show.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, what is Brian Luck and where does it come from?
Ooh, there we go.
Sure. All right. Well, my theory on this is Brian Luck comes from your overwhelming positivity. I am pretty sure that you are manifesting the world around you through your positivity.
So you're saying we're all figments of Brian's imagination?
No, I'm saying that he's manifesting through karma, good things happening to him, crazy, weird things, but they always end up being pretty awesome. And I think he does that from just positivity, because Brian doesn't have positivity in the way that most of us do. Like, I can be positive, but I'm usually pretty reserved about my positivity. Brian is like a ray of fucking sunshine walking down the street saying hi to every bird, cat, dog, person, and squirrel he sees.
Well,
It's like a whole nother level of fucking positivity.
how do you explain the other side of Brian Luck? Because Brian Luck isn't necessarily good. And when the weird stuff that's not necessarily good happens, I'm not always in a bad mood. Like, I could be in a good mood and have some crazy thing happen that's not positive.
Give me an example.
Well, like my house burning down, and when the car flipped 9 times in front of me when my mom and I were coming back from Thanksgiving, just, crazy things that have happened that, yeah, like my family has always made the comment that people always say things happen to other people, but we're the other people.
That's fair. I don't think that has to do anything with Brian Luck.
See, I've always
Luck
thought
is
of
like,
Brian Luck as like a probability field because sometimes crazy things happen that aren't necessarily positive. But maybe,
yeah, but I think that's just life in general.
honestly, though, a lot of the crazy things, though, like I wouldn't change the fire. I mean, the fire had a lot of positiveness on my life, but that might be what you're coming from because I have trouble framing anything negatively, including the bad things.
Exactly. That's my point, is you just have this stuff, no matter what happens, things are great.
I need to find it, but I was watching something on YouTube that was talking about crazy things happening to people being trained for ADHD. And I was like, that's interesting, but I
Very
don't know
interesting.
if there's any science behind it. But I do know that if I go out, I'll often be like just kind of following my intuition and going, let's go here, let's go here, let's do this, let's do that. I mean,
Yeah, it
hell.
used to drive me nuts. It doesn't anymore, but it used to.
Well, like when you and I met up in Indianapolis when I went to Gen Con, you what is it? I had gotten a phone call because my stepdad wasn't doing too well. He was pretty sick, and I was kind of going back and forth with my mom on the phone about it. And we went for wine tasting, and my mom called me, and I was like, I need to talk to her. I gotta figure out what's going on. So I walked off, and while I'm a phone wanderer, like when I'm on the phone, I just kind of walk around mindlessly. And when I got off the phone, I looked up, and I was in front of an Andy Warhol exhibition, and it was like an empty art gallery with an unlocked door. And I went and got Erica and went, you gotta see this. And I showed it to her, and she was like, how in the fuck did you find this?
And then we walked around and got to look at all the Andy Warhol art without paying for it and nobody knowing. It was great.
Nice.
I kind of assume it was like when a hotel gets like permission to do a little, like they get lent some art by a museum, so they put it in like a meeting room or something. I kind of think that's what it was.
I've never heard of a hotel doing something like that. To be fair, I don't do much besides game conventions and hotels,
Well, I mean, hell, that might have been the only time it ever happened.
but
Wait, someone's been in here.
Must have been a wind.
yeah, that's my take on Brian Luck. You're so overwhelmingly positive, you just manifest things around.
That's a very flattering look at it. I still don't know if I agree with it, but I can go along with that one. That I like that.
My only evidence of Brian Luck is anecdotal, so
You've never experienced Brian Luck with Brian?
I don't know.
not in
You
person, no.
experienced the pepper incident, which I think is something that was like a Brian Luck thing.
Okay.
I mean, how we all learned that apple cider vinegar can induce vomiting that day.
Fair point. I did indeed learn something that day.
I did apologize to
Oh yeah, I know. And they know you didn't do it on purpose.
Well, I was so delirious that I didn't realize I did that to them. Yeah, I puked in listeners, I puked in their bathroom and didn't clean it up, and I like missed everything, and it was and I didn't know for like a long time until David told me about it, and I was like I immediately called and apologized. I was like, I did not know I did that.
Well, I mean, it obviously wasn't a big deal. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that's what friends are for.
Now I remember when you told me about it and how shocked I was. I was like, I did what?
I was like, oh, yeah, that's not a normal occurrence for you. Okay.
So,
Good to
David,
know.
what of Erica's opinions are you interested in knowing about?
Oh, I. for some reason, we always end up finding ourselves in with contentious opinions about things, especially when it comes to topics. I'm not sure why. It ends up happening that way sometimes. And, I mean, everybody is entitled to their opinion. Erica is very good at making sure other people knows hers as well.
That's where this whole episode got started today. We're to talk about today. And I was thinking, I couldn't come up with anything. And then I was at dinner with my friend Stephanie, something. Oh, we were talking about, so the restaurant we went to, there's like a sushi bar, and then you can sit, and then there's other bars that have like vents over them where you can like cook your own food on like this hot rock thing, whatever.
Nice.
And I was like, no, I am not going to pay to cook my own food. I can do that at home. And she was like, you always have opinions about everything.
You know what?
When she said that, I was like, that's what we should do,
Erica. You know what I do? You know what I do with Erica when I have a differing opinion from her, especially on the podcast? I start asking questions about where that opinion comes from. And that usually helps me continue the conversation rather than being like, well, I don't agree. And I found that I have to do that because as siblings, we disagree on a lot of stuff.
Mm. See, I just smile and nod because she scares me.
Yeah, that's
David,
that's,
you're much larger than I am.
That's absolutely quite valid. You know why?
Not scary.
You know why? Because she's short.
That's right. I'm short. Tempered. Not so much anymore. I've chilled out the older I've gotten. But my kids say I'm scary too. They say I can terrify adult people by giving them certain looks. I'm like,
you know what Lee told me?
What?
That I'm the only adult she's ever met that's not afraid of you. And I was like, that's bullshit.
Maybe I just have a forceful personality.
I was like, I don't think your grandma's afraid of her at all.
You always seem fearless to me. I've never seen you back down from something. If anything, you double down.
Oh, that's true.
And it can be intimidating for people.
Mm. Yeah, when you get scared of something, you charge at it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I say, there's no back down. It's double down. Let's go.
I think that's just a product of like the life that I've lived.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely.
It hasn't exactly been you know, rainbows and kitties. So,
I mean, everybody is everywhere where they are right now due to sacrifice in one part or another. Everybody's had the struggle.
Yeah. And I've always looked at it as, if I want to move forward, I have to push through.
Yeah.
So otherwise you just get stuck wherever you are. And who wants to do that?
Yeah.
Sorry to scare you, David.
No, it's fine. That's funny. I had an idea and it just went poof because she apologized. You short-circuited my brain.
I short-circuited David.
Oh man, let's see, what was I gonna add? Yeah, as far as something you've got a very hot opinion about, why your favorite Christmas movie is the only Christmas movie, or the only one that matters.
Oh, I don't think it's the only one that matters, but it's my favorite Christmas movie. I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect Christmas movie.
Okay.
I missed it. Which movie was it?
Scrooge.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that movie.
I think it's absolutely perfect. It tells a story of why Christmas is important, why you should, you know, give light to others. Has a great redemption arc. And it's fucking hilarious.
What's your honest opinion on the same thing, David? I'm curious.
Oh no, Scrooge is a great movie. I don't know. I've never been.
No, I mean, like, what's your perfect Christmas movie? I'm sure you have a favorite one.
I've never been overly nostalgic for the Christmas type movie. I mean, I enjoy certain movies at Christmas time. Honestly, I mean, yeah, it's cliche, but Die Hard is a favorite movie of mine to watch at Christmas time. Another one, I've always been a fan of the classics. I usually watch It's a Wonderful Life at least once. My mom's always been a huge fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
I've never seen either of those.
Really? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Classics.
I like A Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story is good too. It's a Wonderful Life is the classic, a very, very classic tale. Man who lives a full, rich life and thinks that it is shown and to realize the richness of his life, even if it's not in a monetary sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, great movie.
That's the one where, like, he disappears or something from, like, they show him what the world looks like without
him.
Yeah,
exactly. If he'd never been born, the world would be like, had you never existed? It's like, all right, well, here.
Well, wouldn't one of his friends have, like, died or something?
His brother. His brother.
That's some heavy shit.
Oh, it's crazy. It's definitely a mind fuck. You really want to have fun. Get baked and watch that.
I think
that.
The best. Also, the premise of it is it doesn't just randomly happen. Angels do it to him, and the angel characters are pretty great.
Well, he's about to jump off a bridge, and the angel character intervenes.
Oh, that's kind of dark for a Christmas movie.
So, oh yeah, no,
it's a very dark movie. It's extremely dark, and it has a happy ending, but it has a happy ending with consequences that, if you think about it really hard, it didn't really end well.
I'm gonna have to watch this movie now. Nobody told me it was a dark movie.
It's like the birth of like mindfuck fantasy movies. Like it really does it well.
Yeah, it's literally the movie is the retelling of this guy's life. So you see him at the very beginning of the story is where he's about to end it all. And then the whole movie is up in heaven, the angels replaying the events of this guy's life that led to that, what happened. And then the after effect is when they go in and change things.
Okay.
And it's got some really classic lines, and Jimmy Stewart's a great actor.
Oh yeah, it's got all-star cast. Jimmy Stewart's amazing.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of Erica. I've seen it like 100 times because they used to play it on repeat on TV on Christmas.
They still do.
I didn't know they still did that.
They still play it several times. So you don't just see it once.
I haven't had TV in a while. My favorite holiday thing. I don't have a favorite Christmas movie because I like a lot of them, but my favorite holiday tradition of watching something was The Twilight Zone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know. Like I said, I know people that are like overly nostalgic and they will just love Christmas movies and, you know, it's insane for the season. And I know people that are like that. I never really have been.
No, but I'm not.
I know people that are that way for Halloween. I know people that are that way for Thanksgiving. It's just, I don't know.
I'm that way for Halloween, but that's because I love scary stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that is a difference in opinion on things. I have to say I admire that David has been on many horror movie episodes and has done a great job of playing along.
He has.
My question is, I'm going to have fun with this topic. What is your most controversial opinion about Star Wars? If you can't think of any, I'll share one that I know you have that's pretty controversial.
Well, for the newer trilogy, it would be that they set up Rey and Kylo to be romantic, but then there was no real follow through on it, and I thought that was bullshit. If you're gonna set it up, then do it.
Part of it was the sudden director change where new directors weren't given anywhere near as much of a read in as to what the movie in front of them was doing before they were already busy shooting it. So
yeah, no, I know why it happened. But it's still bullshit. What controversial opinion do I have about Star Wars, Brian?
That The Last Jedi was good.
Oh, yeah. I did like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did like it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, no matter how wrong it is.
But see, when I go to see movies like that, I'm a fan. Yes, I like the lore. I follow it. But I also think that movies are very artistic, in that you have to have some direction for the lore. Like, and so I'm generally more open-minded. There are a few movies that I'm not, though. Like, I'm trying to be. The new Crow movie is one of those where I'm just like, I don't know how you can make
I
a better
forgot. I
movie.
Forgot they were remaking that.
Yeah,
I'm
I
so happy. I can't wait to see it.
I mean, I'm going to see it, and I hope they do it justice, because the first one is so damn good that I just don't know how you match that caliber. I just don't. It's just that good of a movie.
Oh, no, that dude who's playing him is pretty good.
Bill Skarsgård is really good. Yeah. I'm not going to discount that, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see when it comes out. I don't think I have any other. Oh, I think Mace Windu is still alive. I don't know if that's controversial, but
I think that can be.
I mean, he fell, but like Jedi's fall all the fucking time. So whatever.
The way he died in the books is so much better.
Freaking Darth Maul got cut in half, and they brought him back in canon.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like I yeah, oh, I don't Mace think Mace Windu is dead.
Oh, Mace Windu's death was so good. The book.
I didn't read it. I am very guilty of thinking that the bringing Darth Maul back was super stupid and being super opinionated about it for a long time without ever watching the Clone Wars. And then after I watched the Clone Wars and Rebels going, I was wrong. That's actually good.
That's fair.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb that they brought him back, but no, they made a good character out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would like to hear David talking about Mace Windu's death in the novels, you can go to patreon.com/nerdpodcastradio. And we'll be talking about that in the bonus episode. And we actually made a note in chat. So we actually will do that. And we won't forget this time.
Yep.
And if we do forget, give us a hard time on Discord. And you can access our Discord by going to patreon.com/nerdpodcastradio and supporting us. I mean, that's a great way to support us. Support us so you can yell at us about how wrong we are on Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you'll get on an episode with us, because that's how I got here. I would call Brian every time he was on an episode and tell him why he was wrong.
I will not guarantee that every patron gets to be in an episode, because it doesn't happen for everybody. Also, not every patron wants to be in one. But our patron pool is small, so it's happened quite often, but I don't want to set a precedent that if you become a patron of our show, you're going to be able to be in an episode. It doesn't work that way.
It is a possibility.
I said maybe.
Also, well, I'm just giving a disclaimer to
I guarantee it. This is not a guarantee.
But then the other thing I can tell you is a lot of our people who were on the show before they became patrons, and they supported us because they had a good time. So
no, that's true too. All right, what's the next question, guys?
It's your turn.
It's you have to ask yourself a question.
Or ask one of us something.
No.
Oh yeah, ask us about an opinion about you.
Ooh.
Okay, sure.
Ooh. Ask both of us so we have the option to not say anything.
Okay. What's my best quality?
You're short.
That's the best quality. No,
okay,
I have,
okay.
Is that I'm short.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's like a reflex at this point.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize what question I was answering until after I said it.
You should have known that was going to be the answer, no matter what you asked.
I know. I should have.
Okay.
All right. What's your best quality? That's a great question. I think there's a lot, and it's hard to like rate them, because you love your kids more than a lot of moms I've met, and it's a very good quality. I would say that one of your good qualities is being able to accomplish a lot in a busy schedule, but that might be a mental disability for all I know, so I'm not going to say it's a good quality.
As the kids are saying nowadays, with a bunch of A-tier qualities, there are a couple of S-tiers that stick out. And I think one of the biggest ones for me is just your overall intelligence and the attitude you have of, you know, you're never too old to learn something.
David, that's one of the most well-said compliments I've ever heard.
A lot of people that don't have that attitude, and they'll never, you know, after a while, yeah, you stop experiencing things. Unless you seek them out, you're never going to learn anything about them. So I think that's one of your best qualities.
I love you. Sweet.
This has been Nerd Podcast Radio. David, that was one of the most well said compliments I've ever heard.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh,
that's
man.
Up there with Wes doing the song at the wedding.
I kind of want to clip that one because it's like,
go it, for it.
I, as kids are saying, that's great. We want to start putting effort into YouTube Shorts. That'll be one.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Wow.
Are you going to finish answering your side, Brian? Or are we sticking with just mom?
As many performers have said, is how in the fuck do you follow that? No, I think how much you love your kids. I've always been impressed by being able to be a full-time mom while working full-time and finishing your bachelor's degree was pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
But it's hard to denote that as a quality because I can't understand how the fuck you did that for the life of me. And that's kind of why I think it could be some kind of disorder that caused you to be able to do that.
Brian, it's superpower. Come on.
No, I was able to do that because I saw two paths. I saw the path where I just got by and was just able to provide enough for her and not actually be able to build any sort of future for her. And I could have been like, yeah, sure, that's my lot in life. This is what I'm going to do. Or I could seek to finish my education to get a better job, to build a better life for my child. So did I want an education? Absolutely. I, like David said, I love learning, but I did it for her. I made sure that I did it for them. I did it for them so that I could provide a better life for my kids.
Aw, oh, I'm cry twice in this episode.
Yeah, that's one thing you never think the Nerdy Podcast is going to get you right in the feels.
Aw. I've always been amazed by your relationships because you've always had such a good relationship with Rachel. And I've always thought that your philosophy for raising Lee and Rowan is just admirable because of how honest you are with them. And you've never... I wouldn't say you haven't treated them like kids because I think you did, but you didn't treat them like morons.
Yeah. I don't think anybody benefits from being treated as though they are incapable of understanding something. People are only incapable of understanding something if you don't take the time to explain it in a way that they can grasp. And therefore, I've always taken the time to explain to my children why they need to do stuff, why it's important. And much to my husband's displeasure, though, because now my children will always, and you know, not just like the regular kids, like why, but like they demand an answer. They want to know what, like my fight today with Rowan, why can't I just eat Nutella?
I can share a specific quality, but you have to guarantee that Rowan won't listen to this.
No, she doesn't listen.
And I don't know if Lee is in the loop on this too, so you can make a judgment call on this too.
Okay.
Your whimsy is top tier because you're the only person I ever met that put a trail of glitter from the bed from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh.
Yeah, no one I know has ever gone that hard.
Yeah. And you acted like it was the most normal fucking thing, and I should have known that that was the plan.
Right. So wait, you mean you didn't do that? No.
Yeah.
I figured out it was my parents before they did it.
Oh, I got told.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't remember who it was, but someone told me.
But I am also one of those rare people who never believed in Santa.
Mm.
Like I never had it. And it wasn't like my parents told me Santa wasn't real because they pushed the Santa thing.
Oh yeah.
I figured it out when I was like three and never believed it. So
see, I was like nine and I thought I was so smart and I figured it out. I was like, it's you guys. I know it. And so one year when before we went to my grandma's house, they called my mom called her brother, my uncle. to come over and move. So instead of one of them staying behind and coming later to the party, we all went as a family to prove that no one was staying home to unhide presents. My uncle stopped by the house and did it. So that's how they kept that going for another year. That was great.
My parents didn't do presents from Santa because my mom always said that she's not going to give Santa credit for the presents she bought. No. But she used to say that Santa didn't bring presents to our house because we provided plenty of presents, so he didn't have to.
Yeah, he grew up in a compound.
I did. Yep. Thank you. Oh my gosh, that's getting clipped. I know what you were hoping to do, and I didn't fall for it. It would have been really funny if I did, though.
Oh, man, we're getting predictable in our old age.
That was a good question, Erica. It's hard to sum up qualities, especially when it's someone you care about and love. It's like, how do you prioritize what's great about them? It's probably easier for David because he hasn't known you as long.
Fair point.
If I have to write a note to somebody, like a thank you note or something, I'm going to be calling you for help.
I do what I can.
Whose turn is it?
What else do you guys want to do?
Mine?
Yes, cheers.
Okay, Erica's opinions. What's good? What's good?
That's a good question. What is good?
Yeah, no, I gotta...
The steepled fingers.
When is the last time you had a fantasy about committing violence on somebody? And can you tell us the story? Because I know you do that sometimes. If you're willing to share, feel free to fictionalize it. I guess this isn't really an opinion question. It's more of a, I want to hear a funny story.
So I'm much less violent in my old age. And I don't fantasize nearly as much about smacking people in the head.
Like the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
No, but I was at the grocery store. This was probably 7 years ago or so. And there was this lady with her two kids, and she was speaking Spanish, and she didn't realize that anybody around her understood Spanish. And she was yelling some pretty horrible fucking things at her kids, and her kids were probably only 5 or 6. And I heard it, and I turned and I looked at her. And she looked at me and I said, you really shouldn't be talking to your kids like that. But what I wanted to do was go over there and punch her in her face. Because, she was saying some awful things to these little, they were like 5, 6, maybe 7. Like, I get it. As a parent, you lose your temper. But these kids were just sitting there like crying. I don't know.
Well, I have to say, I appreciate your restraint, and I appreciate that you actually said something.
Yeah, I have a hard time not saying stuff, especially when people are taking things out on kids. Like, I don't care if it's my kid. I don't care if it's your kid. I don't care. Children are precious, and they should be protected, and they should be given every opportunity to grow into good people. And the way we treat our children is indicative of how they are going to turn out. And
you got
to
make sure to spin them so they get cooked evenly on all sides.
Kind of, David. But I just have very strong opinions about how people should treat children.
I think that's the best analogy for forever. It's like they always say molding them, and it's like, no, you got to make sure they turn evenly so that they turn enough so they cook evenly on both sides.
So, but yeah, I've chilled out in my old age. I don't road rage the way I used to. I don't, follow. I told Amelia the story about the girl I followed home after she cut me off on Dom Nagoni.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
What did she think?
She goes, you didn't. I was like, yeah. I was like, she needed to learn that she couldn't just cut people off, that there were fucking consequences. I don't think you know this story, David, do you?
No, I don't.
So I was 18, 19, something like that, and I was driving down Dom Nagoni. And this girl about my age, sped up and cut me off. And I had to slam my brakes, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this bitch. And so I followed her all the way home. She parked in her driveway. I pulled up in front of her house I got out of the car and I walked into her yard and I'm like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Are you trying to kill people? Are you not fucking paying attention?
Oh my God.
Like, now keep in mind, there's a clarification on this story. She followed her in a way that she didn't know she was followed.
Oh,
yeah, so when Erica walked up to her, she was like a scary ghost coming out of nowhere.
So,
yeah, oh, you're very small and very angry.
Yes, she was bigger than me, but I didn't care. And I was ready to throw. I was ready. And she was just like, I'm sorry. And then ran in the house and shut the door.
Yeah. Much like the honey badger, you're just all there. There is no, you go from 0 to 100. There is no safety.
You know what's funny is somewhere on TikTok, there's someone telling a story about this giant 6'10" dude jumping out of a car and screaming at them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I told Lee that the other day. I can't remember how it got brought up. I was like, yeah, like when I followed that lady home. And she was like, what? And I told her the story. And she's like, and I'm like, your mom's not afraid of anything. And she's like, clearly.
Considering what road you followed her down on, I imagine that was one entitled person.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That reminds me of that just reminded me of the one road rage incident I was part of. I was stuck behind a guy who had a green turn arrow and refused to go. So I honked at him and he got out of his car angrily and strode up to mine shouting at me about being a dick because I honked at him. So I put my car in park, opened my door, stood up and was almost a foot taller than him. And he immediately took 2 steps backward, turned around and fled to his car.
I thought of a Brian Badluck story. I thought of when you guys both said that, I thought of a Brian Badluck story. Now, you'll probably view it as a Brian Luck story, though, because it worked out fine. But I was driving and I pulled up to a red light and it was a yellow light that was just about to turn red. So I stopped at the light and all of a sudden some dude starts pounding on my window and he's yelling and screaming that I made him crash. And I look and it's like 3 cars back and he hit someone. And I'm like, how could I have done that? and he's yelling and screaming. And I said, I don't know what to tell you, dude. And I left. I drove off. When the light turned green, he runs back to his car and leaves the site of the accident to chase me.
Wow.
So I called the cops from the road. By the way, this is the second time this has happened to me.
Wow.
So I call the cops from the road and they talk to me. And eventually they're like, a police officer is going to call you back. And they hang up. Police officer calls me back and he immediately starts asking me questions. The dude who was chasing me called 911 and reported my plate for drunk driving.
Nice.
And he goes, can you pull over somewhere safely? And I said, I don't know if he's going to follow me. And I go, there's a nursery coming up. And he says, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pull over to the nursery. And if it looks like he's going to follow you, pull back out. And I went, okay. So I pull over to the nursery and the guy zips by and just leaves. And then the cop is on the phone and he says, stay on the phone with me just in case he comes back. I'm going to be there soon. Mm-hmm. And eventually he showed up and he freaking sobriety tested me on the side of the road.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, and then he told me, he was like, I think the guy that was chasing you called me. And he asked me about the whole thing and he was like, so he left the accident? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, he's like, did you happen to get his plate number? And I'm like, I got a picture.
Nice. Ah, karma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I didn't have a cell phone and I drove like a crazy person. And the first time was also my fault. I cut someone off a little bit and they freaked out and chased me and were like throwing things from their truck. And I was like really scared.
Wow.
And I was super young. I was like new to driving. I made a stupid mistake. It wasn't like accident causing or anything. It was just I cut someone off and not on purpose. And then they chased me. So I was like, I don't have this was pre-cell phone. And I was like, I'm not entirely sure what to do. So I drove like a crazy person and headed towards the police station, like honking my horn and shit, hoping a cop would show up. And eventually when I started getting close to the police station, I lost the guy. And then I just drove normally home.
Oh, that's good.
No, that was scary.
Sounds like it. Jesus.
But yeah. But the second time was like just weird. I mean, the first time was 100% my fault. And the dude just overreacted and road raged. But the second time was weird. So yeah. David, your turn.
Oh, okay. I got nothing.
There's nothing you want to know,
Dave? I cataloged one if you
sure.
want to give up.
Yeah, hit me with it.
What is... So everyone has strange libraries of knowledge in their mind. What is your strange library of knowledge?
Ooh, there we go. Man, that's a good question.
Like, what is the weird thing you know about?
The
I know there's more than one.
Well, the weirdest thing I know about is because of boy.
Oh, what is it?
You were in the car with me. We were coming back from San Diego with boy in the back.
Oh my God. And yeah, I think that would qualify as one of the weirdest things I know about too. Yeah, go ahead and finish your story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about, but out of nowhere, my brother, Jonathan, pops out of the back seat and goes, "It takes 8 pounds of pressure to rip a human ear off," and then sits right back and
Okay.
Yep, I think that
the,
qualifies.
Specific number?
Did we ever ask him where that came from, or did he not know where he knew it from? Or
no, he didn't know where he knew it from. He just knew it. And I looked it up later, and he's right.
He's like 12 or something, right?
11.
11? Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when Lee put together what cannibalism was. She was just like, I was getting out of the shower, and she was watching Sesame Street, and she goes, "People eat meat, right?" "Yes." "People are meat, right?" "Yes." "So people can eat people?" And I was like, "Yes, but it's generally frowned upon."
It's called cannibalism.
And she just went back to watching Sesame Street. I still don't know how that happened, but
that's great.
But that's just a weird thing that I know because of Jonathan. But like troves of information, I don't know, man. I know all sorts of weird stuff. Well, I don't even think it's weird. I just think it's information. Like
when I say weird, I mean it like the definition. I mean it like what's something you know of that is you don't find other people who know it.
Oh, I have had to explain time travel, like when like in Interstellar and stuff like that. I've had to explain stuff like that to people that don't understand it. Like what the theories are behind it and string theory and stuff like that and all those different like sciencey things. I don't think a lot of people pay attention to that sort of stuff. I find it fascinating personally.
Well, you know, I have to tap into another dimension and call the speed force and run on the cosmic treadmill.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about, you know, relativity and, you know, all of those different things and you know, Especially time, because a lot of people don't understand how time and gravity work in conjunction with each other.
Well, I know how you know.
Hmm.
Because you're short.
Thank you. We're going to just get as many of those in there.
We need to have a counter. A ding.
But no, a lot of people just don't understand how closely those things are tied together. And I just think it's really interesting. I find science interesting. Didn't I ever tell you, like, the second date Chris and I ever went on, we went and saw a TED Talk by a theoretical physicist?
Awesome.
That's cool. Yes, I did know that. But that is really that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I just find that stuff interesting. So is that weird? Is that weird stuff? Most people don't understand that stuff.
I think that it could be weird from someone's perspective if they're like, I mean, if they're sexist, they'll probably think it's weird for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's strange to like science, but it's sort of like the funny things we know that we find that a lot of people we interact with don't. I think of that as weird, but I don't think that is negatively weird. I think of it as sort of like unique, like the little things that you tap into and you know and you've been interested in.
I mean,
oh, do you know what's weird? I know a lot about medications and how they work and physiologically how they affect people more than most people do, which I think is really strange.
Is that school or is that personal interest?
A little bit of both. Like I had to learn some of that with my psychology degree, But also, I am always vastly interested in what medication that I am being prescribed. So I don't just look at, like, maybe this is really nerdy. Brian, you're probably going to think so. I don't just look at what the side effects are, what the allergic reactions could be.
You look at interactions and stuff like that.
I want to know how it works. I don't want to just take a pill and not understand what it's doing to my body. So generally, I will look up exactly how the medication affects my body, what it's doing, whether it's adjusting hormone levels, how it's reducing inflammation, whatever it is that it's doing, so that I understand what I'm putting in my body.
I will share my opinion of what you just shared with me. Mm-hmm. It made me feel very blissfully ignorant because I've never even thought about that before. I never even thought about it. Like, I didn't really care how it works. The fact that you're interested in that, I think that's really cool. And like I said, I define it as weird, as not with the negative connotation, just in that that's like a neat little unique thing about you, that I'm sure there are other people that do that, but you're not in those communities.
Yeah.
So. No, that's really cool. That's something I really don't think about. I think my knowledge of that really is limited to just supplements. Like, I do a little bit of research because I want to know when the best time to take the supplement is. Should I eat fat with it? Should I not eat with it? Stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't think about that with medication. And I guess it's kind of funny that I never have.
Well, like I said, I want to know how it works so that I know what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah, no, and there's definitely something to be said for that.
No, that's a cool thing. And I think I like that perspective. I like the perspective that you have. I don't think I would start doing that, but not because I'm not interested. Like, I don't think it's a cool idea. It's just, I think I'm happy with the not knowing. I think I'm fine.
Ignorance is bliss.
I will probably use your perspective, though, if I ever have to take anything like very serious, like if I'm taking like some kind of cancer medication or something, I'm definitely going to learn about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish that I wanted to be more ignorant. So like you said, David, ignorance is bliss. Like, I do.
To a certain extent, yes.
Well, yeah, I do know a lot of people that don't go around questioning the world the way that I do, because I question everything. I want to know all the things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to do me a lot of good, but I do have a lot of random knowledge.
Same here. I mean, I know so much about subjects that absolutely no one else besides a very small group give two shits about. Like, but then again, the other way around, like, I know people that know sports scores, any sports statistics and all this stuff, that can just rattle it off for hours. And I can do the same thing about D&D and, you know, how to Dungeon Master games and stuff. But again, outside of my small little circle, doesn't mean anything to anybody.
I know. I remember it wasn't too long ago, I thought I found a fellow Tolkien fan. Because they had said so. And I was like, oh, great. Somebody I could really talk to about, like, the books. And I start mentioning stuff from, like, the Silmarillion. And she was just like...
Oh, she liked the movies, huh?
She was like, what? And then it turned out she only liked the movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, she liked the movies, huh?
Every nerd can relate to that at some point of liking a property a lot more than somebody who likes the property.
Absolutely. That happens to me in Star Wars all the time.
Yeah. So that was awkward. And then I let it drop.
That's good. It's funny.
So I got a question. Brian, what is it you think I know something about that's strange?
Ooh.
I don't know if anything I could define as strange. Oh, let me think about that for a second. You are so bombastically confident that it's always a shock to find out when you don't know something. I think that's really funny. I remember when we first talked about, like, changing tires on the car, and I just assumed you would know how at the time, and you were like, I've never done it before, and I'm like,
really? All right.
Shocked.
No, but it's really funny because I had never changed tires before, but I had changed brake pads.
Yeah, and I knew that.
Wait, how did you change the brake pads without taking off the tire?
My dad took the tire off.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I know a lot of trivia about a lot of random things. The first time I drove to Vegas with some friends of mine, they were amazed at how I knew little trivia bits about everything we passed on the road.
I think what's more interesting than strange things you know is knowledge you have that you forget that you have. Like when you know about how to do stuff on the computer, and you call me on the phone and you're like, how do we do this? And I'm like, all right, you think about that for a second before I answer. What's the first thing that pops into your mind? And you're like, tell me the answer right away. And I'm like, okay, bye. You knew how to do it.
I do. I forget that I know stuff, and then I'll just be frustrated, and then I'll call Brian. I'll be like, Brian! And he'll be like, yeah, you know how to do this. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, never mind. Bye.
Nice.
My favorite thing is when you talk to somebody who knows about computers and they're having a computer problem, and you tell them the normal thing when you say, have you tried turning it off and on again? And they go, of course I have. And I go, did you do a full hard power cycle by removing the power cord and counting to 30?
No. Come on, man.
Because I know you're a tech person. That would be the thing you'd forget to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Do you want to hear something hilarious? Lee was playing a game on my gaming laptop and it froze on them.
Oh, no.
And instead of Control Alt Delete and turn and closing the program, they decided to completely uninstall the game and reinstall it.
A lot of people think you should do that first.
Yeah, some people that's their gut reaction. I mean, if you got time to waste.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I was like, how does my child not know troubleshooting 101? Like,
because you did not raise a Windows kid.
Nope.
She was never they were never interested in it before, and now they are because of reasons, and they're going to have to live with the consequences.
That's true. I did try. And they were like, whatever.
I can tell you what I told them, and then you can use that if you want, because I told Lee that if you want to play games on Windows, if you want to spare your mom some frustration and you some grief, you can look up any of this stuff on YouTube and watch people show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or just and about any game at all. Yeah, you can.
For every Windows thing that they asked me, I, instead of giving them the answer, sent them YouTube videos.
Good.
And that was how they were able to get that Minecraft mod pack going.
Well,
that
was
the craziest fucking mod pack I've ever seen anyone play. It was definitely set up by a high school kid.
Yeah.
Holy shit, did it have a lot of mods in it.
That's funny.
Yeah, they were like, mom. I'm like, no, look it up, figure it out.
Call Uncle Brian. And of course, I get her on the phone. I'm like, I'm happy to help you. What can I do for you? And most of what I helped her with was calming them down and getting them to cut you some slack.
Oh, I know. They were really mad at me because I was like, I've got too much stuff going on. I cannot sit here and do this for the next 2 hours. And
I also had to get her to stop crying. It was tough. She was going nuts.
I know. I go down that rabbit hole and it's hard to get them back out.
It was a super complicated mod pack and they were following. And this is exactly what I told Lee. The instructions you got were from an overconfident boy, weren't they? And they go, yeah. And I went, yep, here's the easy way to do what you're trying to do. Because they were using this like alternate launcher that I actually played around with that launcher. And that launcher, I got it working, but it was a bitch. Like, it was really annoying. And then once I got it working, Minecraft crashed all the time until I switched to a more mainstream launcher. Mm. So, yeah, I'm glad that they got it working. But I did look at that mod pack and I was like, how much RAM is on that computer?
Not enough.
Oh, I don't know. A lot.
Okay. Because
they can
play
it just fine. It's a gaming. It was a top of the line gaming laptop.
They're doing fine playing on it with the friends. Okay, good. I mean, if it's on a server, that helps because you're not actually running the game on the computer. You're running the game, but you're not loading up everything on the computer. The server does a lot of the work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, David,
Yar,
what are you surprised I know about?
Oh, I wouldn't say so much surprised. It's just that you are you. You're like I said. Your breadth of knowledge is, I should say, your net of knowledge is quite wide. And
well, I think David and I can both agree that we wouldn't really be surprised by you knowing stuff because you seem capable of figuring out pretty much anything.
It's one of those things of you know, where we're having a conversation about something. You're like, oh, I know about that. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Fair enough.
Episode 258. Eric's head is too big to leave the show.
I know. This has been wonderful. I've had a rough week, so it's nice to hear so many compliments.
Well, sorry you had a rough week. I'm glad. Hopefully things are looking up with the weekend.
Yes, I'm going to garden. It's going to be great.
Well, I'm happy to take another turn.
Go for it.
Which one of your children is your favorite? No, I'm kidding.
Neither of them right now.
Oh.
No, I don't have a favorite.
The answer is your husband.
Oh, one of these days we need to play this game, but do answer the question or eat something gross.
Okay, eat anything gross.
No, will you just eat one of my favorite foods?
Yeah, it's probably gross.
Yeah, probably. Oh, David's walking away to take a quick to handle something real quick, so I'm gonna come up with a good one. Let's see. Say something really nice about David.
Oh, David is one of the most jovial, wonderful people that I think I've ever met.
Oh, that's cool.
To be quite honest.
That's quite sweet.
He's always in a good mood. He, you know, I've called David a few times and been like, David, help me out with this. You know, I really enjoy talking to David.
And he's also one of the most generous people you'll ever be friends with ever.
He is. He's very sweet. Oh, no, he's back.
So while you were gone, you can listen to this on the show if you feel like you want to. But I asked Erica to say nice things about you.
Aw, well, thank you.
You're that's welcome.
Nice of you.
I know that it's been an emotional show, and I thought, you know, let's make it optional.
Has it been an emotional?
All right. I'll be right back.
Oh, do we pause?
Oh, no. Yeah. Now I have to say something nice about Brian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You say something nice about Brian.
He is one of my best friends and the best brother in the world. Whenever I am in a situation where I am unable to cope with all the feelings that I'm having, I can always call him and he'll help get me right on track. Because that is one of my weaknesses, is that particularly good with my own feelings. I'm very logical. Lee likes to call me Spock because she'll be like,
okay.
Well, she'll be like having like an emotional breakdown over something. And I'm be like, oh, let's look at this logically. It's really not everything you think it is. And so I'm not particularly good with my emotions. And he helps me with that. And
awesome.
One of the only people that can. And it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I agree too. Fuck that guy.
One of these days. Now I have motivation to actually listen to the episode.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was good.
I always wonder what I sound like on these. I should probably go back and listen to them.
You've listened to it before, haven't you?
Occasionally. But I don't know. Sometimes I think too much and I think too deep about things. And then I like tell you guys all the thoughts that are going on in my head. And then I'm like, well, now do I just sound like I'm on a soapbox?
What's funny is there were a few random episodes that for like one phrase that you said, I raised the pitch of your voice by like an octave just to see if you would listen to the episode and say anything.
Oh, no.
You were doing that on purpose, you son of a bitch. All right.
But I would do it like you'd be in the middle of you'd say something and then you'd pause and then you'd have like one sentence and I would raise that sentence by one octave. And
I always wondered why her audio would get funky sometimes. All right.
I'm good surprised you can still hear it if it goes up a whole octave. Do you think I sound like a chipmunk? You think that
you have a rich voice. I mean, we always describe your voice as being high, but your voice is very rich because you sing. I mean, if you want to hear something nice about you, you have a decent voice. When you get really emotional, sometimes you can get a little, what's the word? A little
itchy.
Sure. But I was going to describe your voice when you get emotional, not your attitude.
I said pitchy, not bitchy.
Oh, that's
with a P,
what you
with a P,
said.
Brian, with a P.
That's what you said. I absolutely heard that wrong.
No, you didn't. Completely honestly. You just wanted me to correct it.
No, you're never pitchy. I would say what's like nails on a chalkboard. Like when you get really, yeah, like when you get really, really agitated, you can get very grady, like
shrill.
Shrill. There it is.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Because your voice isn't especially high pitched, but if you get really upset about something, you can get shrill.
Until I'm at my breaking point. Because if I hit my breaking point, I get real calm. And how you know I'm about to lose my shit.
Oh, yes. That's something we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I am already planning my moves as I am speaking to you. That's when you should worry, is if I get like...
You're already planning on where to dump my body. Okay.
If I raise my voice and then I get real calm like this, I've already planned out on how you react to what I'm going to say, how your life is going to change.
And I want to give a disclaimer because I'm sure somebody will mention this. I get high-pitched too when I get emotional. And can get a bit shrill. So it is something we have in common.
Yes.
Also, you're quite strong.
Thank you.
The low center of gravity helps.
It does.
Yeah, I imagine that's why you excelled at throws in martial arts.
See, that wasn't a short joke. Yeah. That was a short compliment.
I love how the one time I did the setup and didn't do the joke, David felt compelled that he had to make one because I didn't do it. I could tell the look on Erica's face is like, I'm just going to let it happen.
It's called comedy.
You know what's really, Brian, speaking of martial arts training? So we were preparing for the eclipse party that we had at the house, and Lee and Rowan had this PVC pipe. This thin one from, because we built cages to go over the garden to keep animals out of my garden. And one of them had fallen apart. And they were swinging it around like a sword. And Lee comes up to me and she has it like a staff. And she goes, ha, I got you now. And I lunged at her. I grabbed it. I twisted. I flipped her over onto the ground. And I took a staff.
Wow.
She goes, oh, God.
I have to say that. She probably didn't expect to be attacked.
No, but it was really funny. It was really funny because I flipped her over. She was on the ground and she was like, I forgot you could do that. And I'm like, plus, I'm very fast over short distances.
Mm-hmm. Wasted on cross country.
Wasted on cross country. That's right.
Very dangerous in short distances. It's all about that explosive
motion.
I have
an unrelated question. Are you talented with an axe?
Am I talented with an axe?
Yes.
I did go axe throwing and I think I only missed one. Is that a yes?
Yeah, I think so. David is like, he knew exactly what I was doing.
Of course. Come
I know.
I forgot about that because we went to Ren Faire together and you did the axe throw.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
I did it once in Vegas. It was fun.
I wish I was better at knife throwing, though.
Knife throwing's hard. Knife throwing's one of those things that it's like you do it badly a lot before you can get good at it. It just requires your brain learning the feel. You can't really teach someone how to do it. It's like you can teach them how to practice the form, but you can't be like, this is how you throw a knife, and they throw it right the first time. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
When I was in high school, my best friend threw a pencil at me and it stuck in my hand.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
I stabbed somebody in high school with a pencil on purpose.
Didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Did they deserve it?
Yes. As far as I know, they still have the lead in their leg.
Damn.
And we can share this because it's long past the statute of limitations.
Way past. Yeah. So, I wasn't the nicest person in high school. I'm a nicer person today.
I understand you were good to be friends with, and you didn't treat anyone badly that didn't really deserve it.
That's true.
You weren't like a bully. You were more like a badass, and you had good friends.
Yeah, I was more like a vigilante, to be quite honest with you, because whenever I saw somebody getting picked on, I was like one of the first people to stand up to them. That's how I got in high school. So, but the principal loved me. He said I had spunk.
I was a ghost in high school.
A ghost?
I don't remember much. I deleted a lot of those memories.
Yeah, no one even knows I was there.
Oh, I have groups because I didn't get along with pretty much anybody.
I've met people who went to high school with me that I didn't know went to high school with me. And I asked them what they thought of me when I went there, because I don't remember much of high school. And they said, I was the kid who ran everywhere. And I was like, I don't remember that.
I was just complete ghost.
You're trying to do that now, though. You're always like in a hurry to get places.
Yeah, I remember some positive teachers. I don't really remember anything negative about high school. I blocked it all out.
So what you're saying is anywhere you were going, you were running.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
No, that was a good joke.
Well, one of my best friends was actually the first generation in their family to go to high school. They were Gen A.
Oh, well played. Well played.
And I think we're getting to the end of our
episode. I am so proud of myself.
Well, Erica, note, ladies and gentlemen,
that was a fun episode. And this was part one in the opinionated series of episodes. But we are not going to do this continuously. We're going to do part two with one of the other hosts sharing their opinions and being on the spot. But we're not going to do these one after the other, because it would get too, like, because these episodes get kind of personal. And if we do that every time, yeah, it'll be hard. So we will do that in a few episodes.
Very fun, though.
Yeah. We'll talk about what we're going to do for the next one in the bonus. But you want to listen to that, you can go to patreon.com/nerdpodcastradio. But in the meantime, I've been super...
No, hold on. And if you can think of any questions you wanted to ask me, ping me in the Discord and I'll answer them.
There we go. Yeah.
We're Vegan Brian, and I was joined by Chrissy Smurf Erica.
Bye.
And David the...
Bye, everybody.
Yubald the Third. This has been Nerd Podcast Radio. Stay nerdy, stay informed, and stay awesome.
Stay awesome. Thanks for listening to our nerd show. Podcast Radio.